Imagine waking up every day feeling trapped by others' opinions, exhausted from trying to control situations beyond your reach, and constantly worried about what people think.
Now, picture a simple two-word phrase that could liberate you from this mental prison.
This is the promise behind Mel Robbins' Let Them Theory, a concept so powerful it sparked a global movement, with millions sharing how these two words transformed their relationships, careers, and inner peace. The theory has gone viral across social media platforms, with countless users tattooing "Let Them" on their bodies as a permanent reminder of its liberating philosophy.
Even celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Gwyneth Paltrow have publicly praised the approach for its simplicity and profound impact.
What makes this concept so compelling is that it addresses a universal human struggle, our exhausting tendency to waste energy trying to control what others think, do, and feel.
Born from Robbins' own journey through failure and reinvention, this theory isn't just another self-help gimmick.
It's a practical tool that builds upon ancient wisdom from Stoicism and Buddhism, while offering a modern, actionable framework for navigating our complex social world.
Let's explore how these two simple words might just change everything about how you approach life's most challenging relationships and situations. At its core, the Let Them theory is deceptively simple. Stop trying to control what you can't. The theory emerged from a profound realization that we waste enormous amounts of energy attempting to manage other people's behaviors, thoughts, and feelings, an impossible task that leaves us depleted and frustrated. Think about how much mental space you dedicate to worrying about what others think of you. Consider the energy drained by trying to make someone change a habit you find annoying. Reflect on how often you've tried to control someone else's emotional reaction to your decisions. This constant effort to manage the unmanageable creates a prison of anxiety and exhaustion. The Let Them theory offers a path to freedom through two complementary mantras, let them and let me. When you say let them, you're acknowledging that others have the right to their own reactions, opinions, and choices, even when they differ from what you want. This isn't about indifference, it's about recognizing the boundaries of your control and respecting others' autonomy. The companion phrase, let me, redirects your focus to what you can control, your own actions, reactions, and growth. This powerful combination creates a balanced approach that prevents the let them philosophy from becoming passive or detached.
This theory isn't asking you to stop caring about relationships. Rather, it's inviting you to care in a healthier way, one that honors both your needs and the autonomy of others. By releasing the exhausting grip of trying to control external factors, you reclaim the energy needed to nurture your own well-being and authentic connections. When you embrace the Let Them theory, you begin to experience a lightness that comes from setting down a burden you were never meant to carry. Relationships transform when you stop trying to mold others into what you think they should be, and instead appreciate them for who they are.
Have you ever wondered why trying to control others feels so exhausting? The answer lies in our brain's response to stress and the futility of attempting to manage external factors beyond our influence. When we encounter situations we can't control, like someone's opinion of us or their emotional reaction to our choices, our brain's stress response activates. The amygdala, our brain's alarm system, triggers a cascade of stress hormones that prepare us for fight or flight. This biological response was helpful when our ancestors faced physical dangers, but it becomes problematic when applied to modern social stressors. Dr. Aditi, a neuroscientist cited in Robbins' work, explains that this stress response drains our mental resources and keeps us trapped in survival mode. The constant vigilance required to monitor and attempt to control others' behaviors keeps our nervous system on high alert, leading to chronic exhaustion. What makes this particularly insidious is that our prefrontal cortex, the rational part of our brain responsible for decision-making and impulse control, functions less effectively when we're stressed.
This creates a vicious cycle. The more we try to control uncontrollable factors, the more stressed we become, and the less capable we are of making wise choices.
The let them theory works as a pattern interrupter for this cycle. When you consciously decide to let them have their reaction or opinion, you signal to your brain that this situation doesn't require your fight or flight response. This simple mental shift allows your nervous system to stand down from high alert. Consider what happens at an airport when flights are delayed. Most passengers become increasingly agitated, focusing their energy on factors they can't control: the weather, airline scheduling, or staff decisions. Those who practice the let them approach might still feel initial disappointment, but quickly redirect their focus to what they can control, finding a comfortable spot to wait, using the time productively, or adjusting their plans accordingly. This redirection of focus isn't just psychologically beneficial, it's neurologically powerful. It shifts activity from the reactive amygdala to the thoughtful prefrontal cortex, allowing for more creative problem solving and emotional regulation. What would you do differently if you weren't constantly worried about what others think? Would you start that business? Speak up more in meetings? Wear that outfit that expresses your true style? For many of us, the fear of judgment acts as an invisible prison, limiting our choices and authentic self-expression. The fear of others' opinions is perhaps one of the most powerful forces holding us back from living fulfilling lives. We're social creatures, evolutionarily wired to seek approval from our tribe. In ancestral times, rejection could mean literal death through exclusion from the group. Today, while the stakes are rarely so dire, our brains still process social disapproval as a significant threat. This fear manifests in countless ways: the hesitation to share creative work, the reluctance to set boundaries, the anxiety about making unconventional life choices. I've seen countless clients with brilliant business ideas who never launch them because they're paralyzed by imagined criticism from friends and family. The truth that the let them theory illuminates is both simple and profound. You have absolutely zero control over what someone else thinks about you. People will form opinions based on their own experiences, biases, moods, and countless factors that have nothing to do with you. Even those who love you deeply will occasionally have negative thoughts about you. That's normal human complexity.
When you truly internalize this reality, it becomes liberating rather than depressing. If you can't control others' opinions anyway, why exhaust yourself trying? The energy previously spent on impression management can be redirected toward making choices that align with your values and bring you genuine fulfillment. This doesn't mean becoming inconsiderate or dismissive of others. Rather, it means making decisions from a place of self-respect and integrity instead of fear and people-pleasing. When you attend a family gathering because it genuinely matters to you, not because you're afraid of disapproval if you don't, you show up as your authentic self, capable of true connection. The let them theory offers a practical approach to breaking free from the opinion prison. When you notice yourself worrying about judgment, simply say, "Let them think what they think," and refocus on what matters to you. With practice, this mental shift becomes more natural, gradually loosening the grip that fear of judgment has on your choices.
Life is inherently stressful. From minor irritations like slow internet connections to major challenges like health crises, we're constantly navigating situations that threaten our sense of control and well-being. The let them theory provides a practical framework for managing this stress by helping us distinguish between what we can and cannot influence. Consider a typical morning. Your alarm fails to go off. Traffic is unexpectedly heavy. The line at the coffee shop moves at a glacial pace. By the time you reach work, you're already depleted from the emotional energy spent on frustration about circumstances you couldn't change. This pattern repeats throughout our days in countless ways, creating a constant drain on our mental resources. The let them approach offers an alternative. When faced with situations beyond your control, the simple act of acknowledging "let them be late" or "let the traffic move at its own pace" creates psychological space between you and the stressor. This isn't about becoming passive or indifferent. It's about making a conscious choice to redirect your energy toward constructive responses rather than futile resistance.
Airports provide a perfect laboratory for observing this principle in action. Watch how differently people respond to flight delays. Some become increasingly agitated, repeatedly checking their watches, complaining to staff, and working themselves into a state of distress that changes nothing about the situation. Others accept the reality of the delay and focus on making the best use of the unexpected time, reading, working, or striking up interesting conversations with fellow travelers. The difference isn't in the external circumstances, but in where these individuals direct their attention and energy. Those who practice something akin to the Let Them theory experience significantly less stress because they're not fighting against immovable realities. This approach becomes even more valuable in workplace settings. When a colleague is consistently late with deliverables, or a client changes project requirements at the last minute, your stress response activates. But by applying Let Them Be Late or Let Them Change Their Minds, you create space to respond strategically rather than reactively. The Let Them theory doesn't mean abandoning all efforts to improve situations. Rather, it helps you distinguish between what you can influence and what you cannot, allowing you to direct your limited energy toward effective action rather than futile resistance.
Perhaps nowhere is the Let Them theory more transformative than in our closest relationships. Family dynamics, long-term partnerships, and friendships often become battlegrounds where control issues play out in painful ways. How do we love difficult people without sacrificing our well-being in the process? Family relationships present unique challenges because they come with deeply ingrained patterns and expectations. Your mother might have strong opinions about how you should raise your children. Your sibling might make life choices you find concerning. Your adult children might take paths different from what you envisioned for them. In these situations, the impulse to control often comes from a place of genuine care. You want the best for those you love. Yet this very desire to protect and guide can become destructive when it crosses into trying to control others' choices. The Let Them theory offers a more sustainable approach through what Robbins calls frame of reference, understanding that others see the world through their unique lens, shaped by their experiences, values, and personality. When your father criticizes your career choice, for instance, he's speaking from his frame of reference, perhaps shaped by his generation's values around stability and status. Rather than trying to change his perspective or becoming defensive, the Let Them approach allows you to acknowledge, let him have his opinion, while maintaining confidence in your own choices.
This becomes particularly powerful when dealing with loved ones who exhibit emotional immaturity. Robbins suggests visualizing difficult adults as 8-year-olds, which can instantly shift your perspective from frustration to compassion. Most people weren't taught healthy emotional regulation as children, and many adults still respond to triggers with childlike reactions, tantrums, silent treatment, or emotional manipulation. When someone you love responds with disproportionate emotion to a situation, the Let Them theory offers a liberating alternative to getting entangled in their emotional state. Let them feel angry, or let them process this in their own way, creates healthy boundaries while still allowing for compassion. This doesn't mean enabling destructive behavior or remaining in harmful relationships. Rather, it means recognizing the limits of your responsibility for others' emotional states and making conscious choices about how you engage. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do, both for yourself and the other person, is to step back and allow them to experience the natural consequences of their choices. By applying the Let Them theory in close relationships, you create space for authentic connection based on acceptance rather than control. This paradoxically often leads to positive change, as people tend to grow more when they feel accepted as they are, rather than pressured to change.
Adult friendships often feel mysteriously complex. Some flourish effortlessly, while others fade despite our best intentions. The Let Them theory provides insight into this paradox through what Robbins calls the three pillars of friendship: proximity, timing, and energy.
Proximity refers to physical closeness and the opportunity for regular interaction. Research suggests that close friendships require approximately 200 hours of shared time to develop. In childhood and college, this happens naturally through enforced proximity in classrooms and dorms. In adulthood, however, geographic distance and busy schedules create barriers that require intentional effort to overcome. Timing involves life stage alignment. Friendships form more easily between people navigating similar life experiences, whether that's early parenthood, career transitions, or retirement. When friends move through different life stages at different paces, maintaining connection requires more conscious effort and understanding. Energy describes the intangible but powerful chemistry between individuals, that natural rapport that makes conversation flow easily and creates a sense of mutual understanding. This energy can shift over time as people grow and change, sometimes creating distance in one's close relationships.
Understanding these pillars helps us apply the Let Them theory to friendships in a way that reduces anxiety and guilt. When a once close friend becomes less responsive after moving across the country or having children, we can say, let them focus on their new chapter, rather than interpreting the change as personal rejection. This perspective shift is particularly valuable in our hyper-connected world, where social media creates the illusion that everyone is constantly available. When a friend doesn't immediately respond to a text, anxiety often kicks in. Have I offended them? Are they avoiding me? The let them approach offers an alternative. Let them respond when they're able, acknowledges their autonomy, and prevents unnecessary relationship strain. The theory also provides guidance for building new friendships in adulthood. Rather than waiting passively for connections to form, Robbins advocates going first, taking the initiative to introduce yourself, extend invitations, and create opportunities for the proximity needed to nurture new relationships. This proactive approach, combined with patience, Robbins suggests giving new social environments a full year before judging their potential, creates fertile ground for meaningful connections.
Perhaps most importantly, the Let Them theory reminds us that friendships naturally evolve over time. Some are meant to last a lifetime, others for a particular season or reason. By releasing the expectation that all friendships should maintain the same intensity forever, we create space for relationships to breathe and change organically.
How do you help someone you love make positive changes without falling into the trap of trying to control them? The Let Them theory offers a practical framework called the ABC loop that balances influence with respect for others' autonomy. The fundamental insight behind this approach is that people only change when they genuinely want to, not when they're pressured, nagged, or manipulated into it. This explains why our well-intentioned efforts to help loved ones often backfire, creating resistance rather than motivation. The ABC loop provides an alternative approach. A stands for apologize and ask. Begin by apologizing for any previous attempts to control or pressure the person, acknowledging that change is ultimately their choice. Then ask permission to share your concerns or suggestions. This simple step respects their autonomy and creates openness rather than defensiveness. B represents back off. After expressing your thoughts, step back and give the person space to process and make their own decisions. This is often the hardest part for those of us who want to help, but it's crucial for allowing genuine motivation to develop. During this phase, focus on modeling the behavior you hope to see, rather than monitoring or checking in on their progress.
C is for celebrate. When you notice positive changes, offer specific, genuine appreciation. This reinforcement acknowledges their efforts without taking credit for their choices, strengthening their internal motivation rather than creating dependency on your approval. This approach works because it aligns with how motivation actually functions. Research consistently shows that intrinsic motivation, wanting to change for personal reasons, leads to more sustainable behavior change than extrinsic motivation, changing to please others or gain rewards. The ABC loop can be applied to various relationships and situations. With a partner who spends too much time on their phone during family time,
Rather than nagging or making passive-aggressive comments, you might say, "I'm sorry if I've been critical about your phone use. Would it be okay if I shared how I feel when we're together but not really connecting? I'd love more quality time with you." Then back off, focus on being fully present yourself, and genuinely appreciate the moments when they engage without their device. With adult children making choices you find concerning, the approach might involve, "I apologize if I've been overbearing about your career choices. Would you be open to hearing some thoughts I have?" Understanding that ultimately this is completely your decision. Then step back, trust their process, and celebrate their steps toward independence and growth.
The ABC loop becomes even more powerful when expanded to include two additional steps, D for decide, and E for end or evolve. These steps acknowledge that sometimes, despite our best efforts at influence without control, we may need to make difficult decisions about relationships where fundamental values or needs remain unmet.
One of the most painful applications of the Let Them theory involves watching loved ones struggle with serious challenges, like addiction, mental health issues, or self-destructive patterns. Our natural instinct is to rescue, fix, and protect. But paradoxically, these well-intentioned efforts can sometimes hinder rather than help. When someone we love is suffering, the boundaries between helpful support and unhelpful enabling often blur. We may find ourselves making excuses for their behavior, shielding them from consequences, or taking responsibility for problems they need to address themselves. These rescuing behaviors, while motivated by love, can inadvertently prevent the person from developing the strength and skills needed to overcome their challenges. The Let Them theory offers a more effective approach through the difficult but powerful realization that adults heal when they are ready to do the hard work, not when we decide they should. This insight isn't about abandonment or indifference. It's about recognizing the limits of our influence and the importance of allowing others to find their own motivation for change.
People struggling with serious issues often experience deep shame and denial. They may become skilled at hiding the extent of their problems, putting on a brave face while secretly spiraling. Our attempts to force awareness or change frequently trigger defensiveness rather than insight. As counterintuitive as it seems, sometimes the most supportive thing we can do is to step back and let them experience the natural consequences of their choices, the rock bottom that makes change seem more appealing than continuing on their current path. This doesn't mean withdrawing love or support. Rather, it means shifting from rescuing to what Robbins calls loving acceptance, maintaining connection and care while allowing the person to own their journey. It means being ready with resources and encouragement when they decide they're ready for help, rather than trying to force that decision before they're ready. The neurological basis for this approach lies in how our brains process change. When we feel pressured or controlled, our defensive systems activate, making us less receptive to new information or perspectives. When we feel accepted and autonomous, our more reflective brain systems engage, allowing for genuine insight and motivation.
For parents of adult children struggling with addiction or mental health issues, this approach can feel especially challenging. The parental instinct to protect runs deep. Yet adult children, like all adults, must ultimately find their own path to healing. The most powerful support often comes through consistent love combined with clear boundaries, being there without taking over. The Let Them theory reminds us that true healing isn't something we can do for another person, no matter how much we love them. We can walk alongside them, offer resources, and provide encouragement, but the journey itself is theirs to take when they're ready.
Romantic relationships provide perhaps the most intense arena for practicing the Let Them theory. Our desire for connection makes us particularly vulnerable to trying to control or change partners to meet our needs and expectations. Yet this very effort often undermines the authentic connection we seek. The Let Them approach to romantic relationships begins with a fundamental shift in dating mindset. Rather than pursuing or trying to convince someone to choose you,
It advocates allowing potential partners to reveal who they truly are through their actions. Let them show you who they are becomes a powerful filter that prevents wasting time and emotional energy on relationships that don't align with your values and needs. This perspective is particularly valuable for those who find themselves repeatedly drawn to unavailable or uncommitted partners. The pattern often stems from subconscious beliefs formed in childhood or past relationships, perhaps an unconscious equation of love with pursuit, or the familiar comfort of emotional distance. Recognizing these patterns requires honest self-reflection and sometimes professional support, but awareness is the first step toward making different choices.
For those in established relationships seeking greater commitment, Robbins offers a framework called the commitment conversation. This approach, inspired by relationship expert Matthew Hussey, involves clearly expressing your desire for progression without ultimatums or pressure. The conversation centers on personal values and timeline rather than demands, creating space for honest dialogue about whether both partners want the same future. The most transformative aspect of applying the Let Them Theory to romantic relationships is the shift from trying to change your partner to accepting them as they are right now. Many relationships suffer from what Robbins calls potential-based love, loving who someone could become rather than who they currently are. This creates a foundation of dissatisfaction and pressure that erodes connection. True love involves seeing your partner clearly, their strengths, flaws, habits, and values, and choosing them as they are, not as you wish they would be. This doesn't mean accepting harmful behavior or staying in unhealthy relationships. Rather, it means making clear-eyed decisions about compatibility based on who someone consistently shows themselves to be, not who you hope they might become with enough love or pressure.
When differences arise in relationships, as they inevitably will, the Let Them Theory offers the expanded ABCDE loop as a framework for addressing them constructively. After moving through the apologize, back off, and celebrate phases, partners face the crucial D step: decide whether an unchanging aspect of the relationship is truly a deal breaker. If it is, the E step involves either ending the relationship or evolving it into a different form that honors both people's needs and boundaries.
After exploring the liberating power of Let Them, the book culminates with an equally important counterpart, Let Me. This complementary concept shifts focus from releasing control over others to embracing control over yourself, your choices, growth, and happiness. The Let Me mindset represents a profound reclamation of personal agency. Rather than being defined by others' expectations or limited by fear of judgment, it encourages bold self-definition and purposeful action. This isn't about selfishness or disregard for others. It's about recognizing that you are the author of your own life story. Let me try this new venture. Let me speak my truth. Let me prioritize my well-being. Let me define success on my own terms. These self-permissions create the psychological space needed for authentic living and growth. Many of us have internalized restrictive beliefs about what we're allowed to want, express, or pursue. The Let Me approach directly challenges these limitations, encouraging expansion rather than contraction. This mindset is particularly powerful for those who've spent years or decades prioritizing others' needs and opinions above their own. Parents who focused exclusively on raising children, partners who've subordinated their dreams to support someone else's career, or individuals who followed conventional paths despite inner callings toward different directions, all can find renewal through embracing Let Me.
The beauty of combining Let Them with Let Me is the balance it creates. Let Them without Let Me could become passive or detached, simply accepting whatever happens without taking responsibility for what you can change. Let Me without Let Them might become self-centered or unrealistic about the limits of personal control. Together, they create a holistic approach to living that honors both personal agency and the autonomy of others. This balanced perspective transforms how we navigate relationships, work, and personal growth. We can simultaneously respect others' right to their own choices
while confidently making choices aligned with our values and aspirations. We can release the exhausting effort of trying to control external factors while embracing the empowering work of shaping our own responses and actions. The "let me" era isn't about dramatic declarations of independence or radical life changes, though those might sometimes be appropriate. More often, it involves small, consistent choices to honor your needs, express your truth, pursue your interests, and live according to your values, even when those choices don't align with others' expectations.
As you embrace this mindset, you may find yourself naturally becoming more authentic, creative, and fulfilled. The energy previously spent on managing others' perceptions becomes available for exploration, growth, and meaningful contribution. You become not just freer, but more fully yourself, able to offer your unique gifts to the world without the distorting filter of people-pleasing or fear.